At the recent G20 summit in Los Cabos, Mexico's tourism secretary, Gloria Guevara, hailed world leaders for recognizing tourism's role in promoting economic development.
One of every 12 jobs in the world are related to travel and tourism.
But Mexico's image as a tourist destination has suffered from a crime wave that's prompted its top two visitor nations, the United States and Canada, to issue travel warnings. In spite of the trouble, Mexico set a record last year with more than 22 million international visitors. Mexico is a big country, and while some areas are like war zones, tourist destinations tend to be as safe or safer than the cities where many tourists live. Retired businessman Bob Gibo and his wife Christine came to Cabo San Lucas from California 11 years ago on a fishing boat and decided to call it home.
I think it's probably the safest place I've ever lived.
The Gibos are among the many thousands of American retirees who live in Mexico. Bob Gibo says he and his wife enjoy interacting with Mexicans.
Gracias, Maria. If you live here like I do, you don't want it to be like Southern California. You don't want this to turn into San Diego. This is a beautiful place. It's quiet. It's not overrun. And the Americans that are here are a more adventurous type of people, that, or they wouldn't be all the way down here.
Part of what keeps Cabo safe is a local police force that both residents and tourists can count on. That's a key element in controlling crime, says security analyst Alejandro Hope.
For its many, 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 many flaws, municipal police forces played a role that is very difficult to replace from afar.
Mexican federal police and soldiers patrol some areas where state and city forces have become corrupt or overwhelmed. But Hope says the worst violence occurs when there's a lack of local vigilance.
There are the action not of a criminal mastermind, but a pack of criminals that are that can do those things because of impunity.
Hope notes that the recent creation of strong local police forces in Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez has brought down murder rates dramatically and also reduced cases of extortion, kidnapping, and robbery.
As violence goes down, so will this other forms of crime.
Hope says it will take many years and a lot of work on such things as judicial reform and police training to achieve the peace and order Mexico's citizens and visitors desire. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.